I got to eat it. All right. All right. Is there anybody besides Tim on the phone that's a committee member?
Good morning. This is Charles Walred.
Hi, Charles.
This is Daryl Attaway.
Hi, Daryl. Welcome.
Paul Coon.
Okay. Good. We got, this is Bob. We have Don, Bill, and Greg in the room. A relatively small group here in the room. And I'm, according to my count, we do have a quorum. All right. Well, good. Welcome, everybody. Just and we have one visitor in the room, so glad to have you with us, Mr. Kennedy. So the policy, I'll just go at what I normally go through is, and that is the policy is to have public comments. And if anybody wants to have public comments, we certainly want to make that available, which is one reason, one of the primary reasons we have it physically here and not just a conference call that makes it more difficult for people to jump in and give their input. So I want to welcome Mr. Daryl Attaway as our newest member of the advisory committee. And I've got on the agenda, Daryl, I don't know if you noticed that, but I've got time for if you want to make any comments, no pressure if you're not expecting a 10-minute speech or anything, but if you want to say anything, you're welcome to.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I just want to let everybody know, for those who don't know me, I am a registered professional engineer in the state of Texas. My background is in chemical engineering, primarily in the downstream end of the refining business. So I'm very familiar with refineries and power plants and things of that nature. I have come back to work recently for Pritchard & Abbott. I worked for them many years ago. But I am back working for them, and I am the senior engineer in the engineering services department. And if you have any questions for me related to my background, please feel free to ask.
All right. Thanks, Daryl.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Hey, Daryl. This is Don Lee. Good to meet you. Where did you say you're currently working? Are you working for a chemical company or for appraisers?
Pritchard & Abbott.
No, I work for Pritchard & Abbott. We're basically the largest appraisal firm in the state of Texas. We represent over 100 counties.
Yep, very familiar. Thank you.
Okay. Any general comments from the committee members before we get started? All right. Well, I'll go ahead and go through the overview. As I said in my email to you, I thought it was appropriate to do this, and I probably should have did this when Bill and Tim came on to give you a little bit of an overview. I think you're familiar with Prop 2 anyway, which or you probably wouldn't have applied for this position. but I'll go over it real quickly, and particularly expectations of committee members. So I'll keep the law and regulations very close. And by the way, I'm not an attorney, so I want to say that up front. If I say anything that doesn't align with your understanding, please set me straight. That's certainly not my intent to slant it a certain way. This is intended to be just the raw, quick facts. And that is the Constitution allows for Prop 2. The statutes enacted the exemption in 1131. TCQ regulations implement that to basically put it into practice, the exemptions in the process and what's eligible and so forth. So property owners get a positive use determination, and that's what's considered an approval that it is pollution control. So, and then it's application to the appraisal district. I won't go much deeper than that. There's information. I'll be glad to do that and to give that to you more if you want. Expectation of committee members. That's the main thing I want to focus on real quick, and that's is 1131N says that our basic purpose is to advise the commission and regarding the implementation of this section. So we've interpreted that basically as any general items, any regulations of trying to review, those type of things, that's all within the scope of our committee. What's not within the scope of our committee is the review of individual applications and opining on individual issues. So let me back that up. We broad issues that we certainly do occasionally weigh in on. But so the committee bylaws, to my knowledge, I think the last time it was updated was in 2012. So it's been a while, and not that I don't encourage us stirring that pot often, but it's been since 2012. So if you see anything in the bylaws, and if you don't have those, and Daryl, you probably don't, I'll be glad to get those to you. We can certainly take that up under new business or the next meeting if we need to revisit anything. So I'll go through them quickly. It kind of restates the purpose in a different way from what the law says, which is TCQ, we are to advise the commissioners on matters relating to property tax exemptions for pollution control property. And the term, as you know, it's a staggered term of 4 years. And when we first started in 2010, I remember drawing names from a hat. And either you got the two-year term or the four-year term. And that's the way we got it staggered, started. So the attendance. Just be aware, and I'm not the I'm not coming down. I'm not, you know, I'm not the hammer on this. So, but it is in our bylaws that if a member misses three consecutive regularly scheduled meetings or more than half of all the regularly scheduled meetings in a 1 year period, that member automatically vacates his or her position on the committee. That sounds a bit harsh, but it was decided early on that we wanted people to be active on the committee. And so, and by the way, calling in is certainly considered an attendance. Now, we didn't have that early on, but we've since recognized that that's not everybody can be here in person every time. So that's, it is, you're considered here if you call in. So regularly scheduled meetings are quarterly. And as you know, last month or when was it? Anyway, I sent all the members an email of available dates that staff, I think Elizabeth gave me a list of dates that this room is available. So I kind of went through that, and I'll admit that I took out two or three that I had a conflict with, and then I sent out to the rest of you to get feedback. And of those, that's what I chose, that everybody is available as of now, and I realize things can come up, but as of now, all of you are available today, May 17th, August 23rd, and November 8th. So those dates are available. And again, you can call in to be counted here. So please make an effort to not only attend those, but I always welcome agendas, advice, or if you have ideas for agenda items. And I'll be quick to add also, and I've told TCQ staff this, that I'm not into busy work, so I don't want us to just have something just to be doing something. If it's just monitoring, which is mostly what we're doing, and we have the triennial reviews, things like that, that's more of substance. So, but if you have anything that should be on the agenda, please let me know. I try to send it out 7 to 10 days before these public meetings. So that's kind of how we operate here, and I'll just leave it at that. And we welcome private meetings. We're not subject to the public meetings law, I don't think, but we try to abide by that and not have a quorum together if possible. So, but we're welcome. You're welcome to call me anytime with questions. So, anything else we want to cover, anything significant I might have overlooked, those of you that are here and those on the phone? Okay. All right. I'll go to the next item then, which is the review of the draft 2018 annual report. As I mentioned in the note to you, the first part of it is pretty much... I basically started with last year's report, or the 2017 report, and started amending from there. The first part of it is just history of Prop 2, its background. It's basically, I didn't change any of that. So what I revised of course, is if you get back to the page 4, I believe it is. I think I had a footnote down there that Wayne has left us, and Daryl will be joining us. But most of what I put in there was on page 5. So just replace that from last year and put our activities for this year. And a couple of items. Let's see. There's time and cost, travel costs. Elizabeth provided that to me. So I've got that in there also on page 6. So that's my quick explanation of what I did. I welcome any changes. I will say I will make one. Shelley reminded me, and I knew this, but on the letter, the chief engineer's office has not been in effect for 2 years, so I will make that revision.
Mr. Chairman, you and I had an exchange about properly representing or properly showing who I represent.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been doing some thinking about that, and I would suggest that the correct way to relate that is to say formally with the Texas Conference of Urban Counties, because there is no action taken by counties to, you know, put me here. There really wasn't before. I was just with the Texas Conference of Urban Counties. Now I'm formally with the Texas Conference of Urban Counties.
And if you'd prefer, I can just simply say, I think you had also suggested just representing taxing units.
Well, you have me under the representing taxing units, yeah. And I think the TCEQ commission is told to put 3 representatives of taxing units, and I fill that role. And then since you have with LaPorte Independent School District and with Texas Municipal League, I think the accurate and consistent way to do it would be to say formally with the Texas Conference of Urban Counties.
Okay. I'll make that change.
And I think I'm qualified to represent taxing entities.
Well, okay. After that, yeah.
30 years, I think, got me that expertise.
Well, and they certainly have the option to nominate a replacement if they want.
That's right. When it comes up, yeah, anyone can nominate
right. Anyone.
That's right.
Sure. Any other suggested amendments? Staff, any comments? I realize, and I don't put words in your mouth, but I've heard it several times that you want to keep some independence from this committee, and I understand that. But we also I want to rely on you somewhat to help guide us. So in other words, we're an advisory committee, but you can advise us. So any comments? None? Okay. All right. Anyone on the phone? Any comments? All right. Then I will entertain a motion to approve these as drafted with the amendment suggested by Don Lee. We have a move by Bill Longley. Second?
I second that.
Make maximum seconds. All right. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, aye. No.
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. All right. Did I see? Yes, there are 3, 4 on the phone. I was counting who I might not have counted on the phone. So I've got Tim, Charles, Daryl, and Paul. Okay. All right. We will. The next item is update on the Tier 1 table. And I suspect it's probably the same answer as last time, but I will allow y'all to tell us what the status is.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Sartain with the TCEQ Tax Relief Program, and Bob is correct. There's really no change from last time. We would start the rulemaking process after session just so we could roll in any legislative changes to the program. At the same time.
Okay. So, all right, any concerns, any questions, any discussion on that point? And just to reiterate, I think the purpose is to wait till the legislative session is over in case there's any Prop 2-related legislation or something that comes up that they want to open it up one time, not do it now and then wait later or something.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. Any other comments on that item? We're moving through efficiently. All right. We're always curious to hear an update on Herzig's. Did we get an update? And it's my understanding there was oral arguments before the Texas Supreme Court.
This is Elizabeth again. I believe there were, but we have not received any official comments from our attorneys or anybody else. I don't believe Don Redman is here to give us the full update.
Okay. Anybody else want to weigh in on that? I suspect not. It's kind of a sensitive issue. Okay. All right, then we'll move right along into old business. Anything that I didn't include on the agenda that I should have or we want to bring up again? All right, I do want to remind everybody to please put the future dates on your calendar for this committee's meeting. And again, that's May 17th, August 23rd, and November 8th. Those are all Fridays, by the way. And I intentionally did Fridays, the first two, because of the legislative session. I think we wanted to have that flexibility in the first part of the week to focus on that if we needed to. And then it just happened to be available for the other two times. So, all right, any new business? No new business. Any comments from the public? I want to give ample opportunity here. All right. I'm good with not stirring things either. So with that in mind, anything else we need to discuss before we adjourn? All right. Okay. I hear a motion to adjourn.
You have a motion.
We have a motion by John, second by Greg. We'll call for a vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and we are adjourned.
It's not always this easy, Daryl.
Yeah.
I was wondering, did we?